We continue on in our I Am series, where Jesus says, I am, and then gives a description or a title for himself. Let's pray as we come to our passage. Father, we give you thanks for your word. We thank you that it speaks truth in our lives. And Lord, we pray that you would be honored in this time that we have, and that our hearts and our minds would be open to what your word says. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you about my first day on the job here. November of 2004, I started. And I remember I came in, it was during the week, probably a Monday or a Tuesday, and I worked all day here, and it was time to go home. And it was November, so the days were short, and it was dark. And I came out of my office into that middle room there, and I realized that I could not see a thing. And I had difficulty getting out of the building. I didn't know where light switches were. I think it's like a cruel initiation you do for pastors, you know, the first day. This is kind of what you have to go through. So I was feeling my way around and bumping into things, and I finally got out. I survived the ordeal, and here I am 11 years later, so thankful for that. But have you ever had an experience like that in the dark? You're bumping into things? Last night, I went for a walk with Christy and Bella, and there was a new trail in Ashburnham, and we decided to take a walk after supper. It was around 7 o'clock, and we walked down, and looked at the trail, and then we started to walk back, but it was getting dark. And I have to tell you, I was afraid. And here's why I was afraid. I have sprained my ankles 38 times, or something like that. And I was just thinking, one of these roots is going to take me down. And I made it out of that too. And that's where you come to the realization that light is really helpful. Light is an important thing in our world. It gives us the ability to see what's around us, gives us heat. And Jesus, in the passage we're going to read today, talks about light. And here's what he says. We'll just read one verse, John chapter 8, verse 12. It says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's said in Scripture that God exists in unapproachable light. And that's a physical thing. Apparently, when we see him, whenever anyone sees a vision of God in the Bible, it's brightness, it's light. But I believe Jesus is also using this metaphorically here, too. There's a symbol here. And it's also interesting when he says this, and this is where we have to get the context. In John chapter 7, the previous chapter, the people of Israel were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles from the Old Testament. Now, I wonder what happens sometimes when I say something like that, and I say a word that you may not be familiar with or not understand. I hope you don't just check out. I'm gonna tell you what it means. It's also called the Feast of Booths. That's never worked for me because I always pictured all these telephone booths. That's all I can think of in ancient Israel, and that certainly wasn't what it was. A tabernacle was a tent, and when the people of Israel, they left Egypt, and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years in tents. And God led them through the wilderness in a pillar of smoke, a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. And that's what they were celebrating in Jesus' time in John chapter 7. And they would also celebrate the fact that God gave them water while they were in the wilderness. And on the last day, they would light up the menorah. They would light up all the candles, and the whole city of Jerusalem would light up because it remembered that God led them through the wilderness at night in a pillar of fire. And then it's at this point that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And I want to show you a picture of what it might have looked like for the people of Israel. That's an artist's rendering of what it might have looked like. So there is the tabernacle. It's really a tent temple. Because once they got to Jerusalem, they built an actual temple. David had it commissioned, and his son Solomon built the temple. And you see all these little tabernacles, all these little tents all over the place. And the pillar of fire. And I wonder how comforting that must have been to be out in the desert in the Middle East. I mean, think about that. At night, I've talked to people who've been over in Iraq in the war, and they've come back, and they tell me about foot-wide sand spiders and things, scorpions and things like that. And it just must have been really comforting to have God lighting their way in the wilderness. So we have this picture, and really what Jesus is saying, I'm that light. I'm the same light that led them through the wilderness. I'm with you today. I'm the light of the world. And he tells, whoever walks with me will never walk in darkness, but will see the light of life. But we're not just talking about physical light here, because we're talking about darkness and what it symbolizes and all the things that go along with darkness and pain and suffering and agony and stress and depression and despair and hopelessness. Have you ever been in a dark place? Are you in a dark place? Because God is light. God brings light to dark places. God can even give you light in the deepest moments of grief. So I'd like to look at what Scripture says about darkness and light. Darkness first has to do with the devil, has to do with Satan. We read in Scripture, in Acts 27, that you go from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. And you know, Satan has convinced us in our culture that he doesn't exist. Maybe he hasn't convinced us, but he's convinced other people he doesn't exist. He is real. He hates us. He wants to bring us down into darkness. He doesn't want us to walk with the light. He wants us to do things that don't please God. He wants us to do things that are evil, that are sinful, that are wrong. And we read in Scripture, it says, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. And you know, isn't that the thing about light? Like, if your eyes get used to the darkness and you get up in the morning, you flip the light on, it's kind of hard to take at first, the light. But one of the things that light does is light exposes everything. Criminals, thieves, they try to do things when they can't be seen. They try to do these things at night when it's harder to see them, because light exposes everything. You ever gone into a room with a really bright light in the mirror, maybe a bathroom with a bright light, and you look in the mirror and you go, whoa. You know, you don't want to, you reach a certain age, you don't really want to do that anymore, right? You see all the wrinkles, I see all the freckles, and I look and I say, oh, I forgot I was bald. What happened? I didn't even know that anymore. In the darkness, you can't even see that, right? Everything is exposed. Evil hates the light. Evil doesn't want to be exposed. So when Jesus is talking about darkness, he's not just talking about physical darkness, he's talking about evil things, bad things that happen, sinful things. Lies. You see, when you're in the darkness, you can lie and you can say, you know, we could turn all the lights down here and I could tell you, you know, that we have a big elephant up here. You wouldn't know, right? I could tell you anything because it's darkness. It says, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. So truth and light are equated with each other. So by implication, darkness is equated with lies and falsehood. We don't want to live in that world with lies and falsehood. The next thing I want you to see is fear that we have in darkness. You see it with little kids. They fear the darkness. And it says in Psalm 91, you will not fear the terror of night. Because if you follow God, you won't. That's what Psalm 91 is about. But there is terror in night. There is fear in night. When I was a little kid, I used to have bad nightmares at night. I used to wake up all stressed out and upset because of just the fear that would come in the night. And I think a lot of kids go through this. They like to have night lights. And maybe even some adults, you like to have night lights. Like I said, I fear the dark because I don't want to break something in my body. I don't like that. I don't want to roll something. And finally, really, the big thing that darkness has to do with is death. Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death has to do with darkness. And there are so many more things that I could add to this list. Pain and suffering and agony and despair and addiction and all these other things. And just separation from God that happens in the darkness. And that's the dark side of things. Have you been there? Have you been in a place of darkness? Are you in a place of darkness? Come to the light. And I don't say that in a cliched sort of way. What I'm saying is come to Jesus, because the light has to do with God. And it says in 1 John 1, God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. There is nothing evil, nothing bad, nothing wrong in God. You know, people around us, we're all different shades of gray, pretty much. even the best among us is gray. We have a nature that is self-centered a lot of the time and prideful and just sinful. But God is good all the time. And we read in Ephesians 5, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Goodness and truth has to do with the light. And I want you to think about it for a second, the fact that we have this all-powerful God who created the universe, and I want you to think about the fact that He is completely good, not 99.9%. He is 100% good, 100% truthful. God doesn't play dirty tricks on us. We don't have this God who is going to say He does one thing and does another. Or if we get to heaven and He says, oh, all that salvation stuff, it's not true. It's a lie. We don't have a God like that. We have a God who always does what is good and right, and He always speaks the truth to us, and all of His promises will come to pass, and Jesus will return and take us to be with Him. We have all these promises. If you believe in Him, you will have eternal life. That's what Scripture teaches us. Another thing I want you to see about the light is that the light in Scripture is equated with faith. "I have come into the world," Jesus says, "as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." So faith has to do with that. Faith has to do with light. And I want to share a story with you from when I was a kid. I mentioned to you that I was afraid at night, and I used to have these really bad dreams. And I remember when I was 8 years old, I woke up and I was really afraid. And I went down and stairs, and my dad was down there, and I told him I was just afraid. And I just wanted to be with him. I wanted to be in the light, just scared. And it was that night he took me back up into my bedroom. He sat me down, and I had heard this message before, but he told me, "You don't have to be afraid of anything." And he said, "Here's why." And he told me about Jesus. It wasn't the first time, but he says, "If you put your faith in Jesus Christ and you give your life to Him, you won't have to be afraid of anything again. Confess your sins and put your faith in Christ." And it was that night, in 1978, that I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And here is the great part of all this. For what an encouragement for an 8-year-old boy was that my nightmares went away. Now, I can't guarantee that happens to every person or that you never have a nightmare again if you put your faith in Christ. But for me, that was a powerful moment. You know, I thought to myself, this Jesus guy is really cool. You know, look at what He did for me. And I never had to go wake up my parents anymore. That wasn't the thing and say, I got scared. I didn't have to do that because I came to the light. And that is what happens. And He leads us to truth. He leads us to goodness. And most importantly, He leads us to life. And that brings us back to our passage for today. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You know, I think there's a good reason God uses this light imagery. I want you to think about it when you have a little kid. Don't they love lights? Don't you love to show them lights at Christmas time? And they just love to see lights. I believe God puts that in us, this desire to be in the light and to see the light. My wife, who just loves Christmas, it's like her favorite time of year. When she was single, she used to light up her Christmas tree, decorate the whole thing, and sleep in the living room on the couch so she could see the lights. You can tell her about that after the service. I'm sure she'll be happy I shared that. But we like to see that, don't we? Over the summer, we were up at our camp in Maine, and one night, a couple nights, we actually went down. There was supposed to be meteor showers, and we went up to look at the stars. And there's something about the stars out in the woods. You know, when we live closer to Boston, where I grew up was a lot closer to Boston, you can't see the lights. But when you're out, you know, away from the city, the amount of stars are just beautiful. Just amazing. And I remember there was another night when we were up there where they lit fireworks up across on the other side of the lake. And we could see that. And do you ever wonder that? Why do we like to just sit there and look at lights? I believe God puts that in us. And God is drawing us to His light. God is drawing us out of the darkness, the symbolic darkness, away from all that junk and garbage that's in the world, away from the stress and the anxiety and the pain and the hopelessness. And he's leading us to the light. And so what Jesus is saying in this passage, just like he said to the people of Israel, follow the light. Follow him. He is the light of the world. If you believe in him, you will have life. You will be taken out of the darkness. It doesn't mean that no bad things will ever happen to you again. It doesn't mean life will always be easy. It probably won't be. Life here on this earth is hard. But God gives us a light through this dark world. He enables us to get to that place. He speaks truth into our life. And I think it's interesting that the Word of God is called a light, and a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. In a world with a lot of different opinions and beliefs, God has given us truth and light, and that leads us to life. Jesus is the light of the world. Come out of the darkness. Believe in him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you call us out of the darkness. We thank you that you give us relief from the darkness. We thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you that Jesus has told us to come to him. And today we do come to you, Lord. We come to you to follow you. We come out of the darkness. And Lord, pray that you would bring light into our lives. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.